This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Communities may get more help and flexibility to prepare for extreme weather events. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on new legislation introduced by Colorado Congressman Jason Crow.
The Bipartisan CLEAR Act would empower states to set up and maintain resiliency offices to help communities better withstand extreme weather. Crow says it's important for communities to have the tools they need to come back stronger and that this kind of resiliency office has worked in Colorado. He's introduced the bill with Republican Congresswoman Young Kim. It sets up a competitive grant program through the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Given the limited time left in this Congress, this is seen as a marker bill, legislation the two lawmakers plan to pursue in the next Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A crystal experiment created by Colorado students in the Pikes Peak region is now orbiting on the International Space Station. KRCC's Kendra Carr has more.
A student-led experiment at University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, and Pikes Peak State College were among 39 projects chosen from across the country. The experiment tracks calcium sulfate's ability to grow in microgravity and will be in orbit for about a month and a half. Once the project returns, results will be compared to an Earth-based control sample. The information has a variety of applications, including food, fertilizers, and building materials. Kendra Carr, KRCC News.
CPR manages KRCC and has an operating agreement with Pikes Peak State College. PPSC has no editorial influence. The CSU women's volleyball team won their semifinal match in the Mountain West Conference tournament yesterday afternoon. The Rams defeated San Diego State 3-1. This is CPR News and KRCC.